This is KWBU-FM. This week, students from across the city put on their backpacks, got their lunchboxes ready, and returned to school. And at Waco ISD, that means kids in pre-kindergarten, too. But this year is a bit different. KWBU's Carlos Morales reports a bill passed during the state's last legislative session will send more than $116 million to 578 districts and charter schools in the state. The money is intended to boost pre-K programs in the state.
Waco Independent School District will see nearly $650,000 in funding for its pre-K program over the next 2 years. This year alone, they'll receive just under half that amount. Now, in order for a school to have been eligible for the funding, districts and charters needed to meet certain standards, like maintaining a strong curriculum base and monitoring academic performance, which Mary Conrad says Waco ISD already does. Conrad is the district's early childhood education coordinator.
But new with the grant are teacher qualifications. And the difference in that is our teachers are already certified to teach in our early childhood classrooms, but the grant is asking that they're also qualified so that they have more coursework in just early childhood.
In this area, pre-K teachers must not only be certified under the Texas Education Code, but have at least one of several additional qualifications. This includes things like having a Child Development Associate credential or completing 150 hours of professional development that centers on the state's updated pre-kindergarten guidelines.
When it looks like it could be daunting, the number of hours they want teachers to have in early childhood if they don't have an early childhood degree. And so that was my big job yesterday, just allaying their fears, and that we have time for them to meet the qualifications to be a pre-K teacher, and we will absolutely support them in that.
That support, according to district officials, includes offering coursework throughout the school year that will help teachers meet these additional qualifications. Now, these requirements and funds are all part of House Bill 4, which Governor Greg Abbott signed into law back in May. Enhancing early education has been on the governor's radar since the campaign trail. He even addressed it in his State of the State address, recorded here by the Texas Tribune.
To improve our schools, we must begin by building a strong foundation from the very beginning. Our goal should be to ensure that all students in Texas are performing at grade level in reading and math by the time they finish the third grade.
Critics of the bill saw it as an expansion of state-funded pre-K, and others said it simply wasn't enough.
To begin that process, my budget provides additional funding for schools that adopt high-quality pre-K programs in the state of Texas.
Ultimately, House Bill 4 saw more than $116 million divided amongst 578 districts and charter schools in the state. Now, that grant money can be used to improve the quality of a district or charter's pre-K program, but can't be used to replace existing funding. For example, the state already funds half-day pre-K programs across Texas. Now, some districts could potentially use the grant to fund the second half of daily instruction for pre-K. But at Waco ISD, that's not an option. That's because the district's board already funds the additional hours needed to provide a full-day pre-K program. All in all, Conrad says, the grant won't necessarily change or grow Waco ISD's pre-K program, but rather strengthen it and allow them to do some of the things they've already been doing just better. For KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.